What happens to plants when heat is too high? Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Plants are like people in that they can take a certain amount of heat, but when the heat is excessive, things can go badly. Plants can be pretty tolerant of warm summer days, says North Carolina State University Extension agent Minda Daughtry.
Most plants really like it, especially vegetables, between about 68 degrees and about 86 degrees.
In much of the country, we've seen temps topping that range this summer. Daughtry says heat stress signs are pretty obvious in plants.
Growth is going to be inhibited, and your yields are going to be stunted. For example, if you're growing tomatoes or a lot of your broadleaf plants, you're going to see the leaves wilting or rolling or cupping because those plants are losing water faster than they can absorb it. If you have fruit on there, your flowers are going to abort because it's just too hot to carry on major functions. You're going to have blossom drop and fruit drop to conserve energy. Some cool season vegetables like your lettuces or your spinaches may prematurely flower in order to get through their life cycle.
Daughtry says heat stress symptoms in plants often resemble symptoms of certain plant diseases. For example, leaf and stem wilting and curling and premature blossom and fruit drop. You can look online for how to address heat stress in specific plant species. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.